Oh, we're live. My bad. What's going on, guys? This is Brandon, and I am their host of the We Project podcast, if that's what I want to call it. I hope you're doing well. Today, we have an interesting day to talk through, or interesting episode, perhaps, to talk through. Today is a revival episode, meaning it's been a while since this podcast has even, you know, published anything. I believe the last time we published an episode was May of 2019. That's 5 years ago. That is 5 years ago. And this is a solo episode. This is episode 20 of the We Project, previously known as the Web Project, but now transferred to the We Project. So today what I want to do, this is going to be one of those boring episodes that's kind of like a people that are, you know, as this podcast grows, as this organization and movement grows, this will be one of the key episodes to look back at, to listen to, if you want to understand kind of like the transitional history of this project and organization. This is what this is for. if you're listening to this in 2024, specifically around May 2024, or a little bit in the future, we're still growing, we're still ideating. Very small organization that will be focused to do one thing, move humanity forward. So that's today's topic. Today's topic is, what is the We Project, and kind of like the scope and the idea and everything like that. Let's take it from the start, or take it from the top. I'm kind of nervous right now. I'm nervous because I haven't put out a piece of content like this in a while. I'm not nervous in the sake of like, hey, will it do good, because I really don't care if it will do good. I care about eventually having this as a historical piece of the content that can be absorbed. But I'm nervous because of that fact. I want to make sure that this is a foundational episode that really builds the vision, really provides context. I created this podcast in July of 2018. It used to be only an Instagram page. From one of my business ventures in 2018, called The City Pages. I then created something that was called, I believe it was called USA Instagram. I then pivoted that to the Web Project. The Web Project was to connect people all over. The vision back then was very different. It was focused more on like technological advancement, marketing, things of that nature. The future is much different in terms of the scope of what we want to attack, per se. Sorry if there's like some moving around and whatnot in the audio, just kind of situating some of the things in my notes and everything. But so it started as the We Project back in 2018, the Web Project, mind you, and it was really, you know, focused on one thing. We have a focus of, there's 7 billion people in the world. Now there's 8 billion. That's crazy that you can still see in our bio. That will change very soon. But in our bio right now, it says Earth has 7.6 billion people. That was in 2018. There's well over 8 billion now. And our mission was to connect people through business, ideas, and innovation, which is a decent starting point, but it's evolved. It's 2024. In 2019, I was in Alabama. And then for the past 5 years, I've been to Florida, had some career moves, all of that. In a place now, finally, to where I have some sort of balance, some structure, some security, all of the above, to where I can really create this podcast and build on it. So let's talk about the We Project. The We Project is pretty much an organizational idea as of right now. But as we grow, that of course will change. We're pretty much built on four pillars here at the We Project. The four pillars are, think of it as like areas of interest, areas of stabilization. Like the foundational pieces of the project. That is education, community, innovation, and preservation. Okay? And each of these are super important. Each of these have distinguishable scopes. They have their own piece of the puzzle, if that makes sense. There is there's a lot more to it than just like face value. So I have some notes here on all of this. So let me just pull that up. Here we are. So the first pillar, education. The most important thing of all time is with humans, how we have adapted, the brain is the only reason we have become top of the food chain. Not even close. From the discovery of fire, from the discovery of communication, language, working together, that is how we've evolved. No one's ever, like, if humans were individualistic versus altruistic meaning selflessness, we would not be where we are. From the Stone Ages, the Neolithic Ages, moving into the Bronze Age, moving into modern times even, we've worked together, and that's how we have achieved great things. Don't be a conspiracy theorist on everything. Believe it. Believe it when you see great achievement. We did go to the moon. That's a fact. And it took a lot more than just one person to do that. We did build roads. We did feed millions and billions of people. Collectively, everyone has a role in everything. Whether it be communication, support, actively working in the funnels and the pipes of every single supply chain in the world and every single function of the world and society, whether it be civilized businesses, whether it be government agencies, whether it be nonprofits, everyone has a piece of the puzzle. We're very strong advocates of the butterfly effect here, and without, you know, selflessness everywhere, things would not be moving like they do move. We are in a very fast-paced society today, and that is because we have advanced technology that we have all collectively worked towards and now have the access to build on top of. Education is a huge part of that. Education is the pillar of that, because you really have like a strong bond of knowledge between individuals, passing of knowledge. If someone takes 20 years to learn something, they pass it on to someone younger than them. They save time learning that. They cut time. And that's what knowledge really is. Knowledge is time without having to go through the hardship of learning something. It is basically boiled down to where something can be easily understood at a younger age. That is education. That is, of course, the education system. That is the post-education system, education, meaning after you graduate, you still want to keep learning, because when you stop learning, you stop advancing, you stop adapting, you're a mole. You don't want to be just a mole on the side of the earth. You want to keep advancing as a human. You want to keep moving forward. So education is so important, super important. Whether it be education on the very beginning of life, where it's very... where you're playing nature versus nurture, and you want to talk a lot to the kid, you want to get them to hear a lot of words, you want them to understand and adapt to the environment they're in, as well as growing through the education system. Having access to education and technology to advance these people, post school education advancements to offer better education opportunities for people that cannot afford certain specific things like college and other things. Super important. Make as much education free as possible, because knowledge builds everything. So that's a piece on the first pillar. The second pillar, community. Community, it basically brings the education to the life, right? So, I mean, without education, community is just not a functioning community. You really want to let ideas flourish. You want to have communion. You want to talk. You want to understand. Community also is huge in culture. You really just want to listen to each other. Stop having an argument before you even understand there's another person in front of you. Community is huge. Community is not like cliques. Community is not like people here and people there. Community is everyone. We are one community. We are one community, and that is people. then you have the, you know, you have different cultures within that community, but we are one community. And I'll leave it at that. Number three is innovation. Innovation is applying the education, right? So you cut down 20 years on learning something, you're 20 years more advanced. And you just apply that and just keep stacking knowledge on top of that. And then passing that down to the next generation. That is called innovation. That is how the Industrial Revolution happened. That's how everything since 2000 has occurred. It's just innovation. Innovation is building on top of the people that have left the work. So people that have been building science, building physics, building astrology, building astronomy, building sciences, building everything up to this point. Advances in medicine, advances in every single particular part of this world, whether it be environmental, whether it be in mathematics, that is all a progressive growth from year 200,000 BC to year 2024. That's innovation. Now, preservation. Preservation means a couple things. So there is two real types of preservation. It's your tangible and intangible. So your tangible is your monuments, is your historical sites, is your national parks, is your biodiverse landscapes. It's markers of history, things that have happened, because you must not remove history. There's a difference between removing history. Now, there's a very strong topic here of people not wanting to live in the face of their the history that they don't like. And I think there should always be compromise in that scenario. There's museums for a reason. There's a difference, and I'm not trying to stick on this topic. It just came in my head. There's a difference between removing a statue because it means something or removing it from history. So find compromises everywhere. Gray areas are really good there. But preservation of culture is very huge. Everyone started off as a tribe, whether it be in Africa, Asia, Eurasia, some parts of Europe way back in the day. And then, of course, you have the Americas. We have the Native American tribes. We all started off as tribes. That was our first communities. And we built cities. We had leaders. We had kings. We had kingdoms. Sometimes certain things advance certain ways because certain people have access to certain resources and won certain wars. Everything is about certainty. And there is none in history. So, but we all came from the same place. We all came from tribal communion. And a lot of that tribal communion is preserved up to this day. And that is at the most granular level of preservation. Then you then have, you know, history of the kingdom, history of the country, history of the, you know, the empires, even. There are a few of those. So preservation is very important because why do we want to preserve all this historical and national parks and everything? Because we must learn from it. The national parks were very... That's an amazing opportunity for the communities, the people, to actually understand and experience life in terms of the bio, understand the how the world should be interacting with nature, how we should preserve, find better use of resourcing so we can create these products and everything that we need without massive deforestation in certain places and whatnot. But the culture side of things and the historical side of things are super important because we learn from artifacts. We learn from certain things that we find from yesteryear. Super important. Those are the four pillars of the WE Project. And the WE Project is in its infancy. About a 5-year break since 2019. To this day, almost, really. So very, very enlightened to continue with this project. Now, in the future, this is what we want to do. We want to create content through podcasting. We want to talk to people on this podcast. This won't just be me. in the future, we will be bringing people on the cast from all walks of life. We are one community. So this podcast will do a few things. It will share the stories of individuals. It will be empathetic to their story and how they've impacted humanity. And it's not always a podcast that we're trying to do to where we're going to be talking to Mother Teresa or Mahatma Gandhi on the other end. No, normal people. But then sometimes maybe not so normal people, depending on your thought of what is normal. But people that, you know, are business owners, people that are workers, people that are moms, dads, and historians, and scientists, and leaders in their field, and innovators, or people that are just trying to inspire people. That's who we want to have as guests on this podcast. People that believe in the vision of building a better humanity, but working together to do so versus being so siloed. Because there is some things that we can be siloed about, whether it's family, whether it's culture. But one thing we shouldn't be siloed about is our community and our efforts together, collectively, at the very top. At the most superficial level of humanity, we must have community. There has to be some sort of ice that we break just by being another person. We're going to talk a lot of fun things on this podcast. This podcast is not just going to be an interview. We're going to challenge ideas. We're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about history. We're going to talk about things that went really well in history for preservation reasons, for educational reasons. But we're also going to talk about not so great moments in history and what did we actually learn from that? Why is it not so great? Why do we objectively create these statements about these pieces? Is there an alternative viewpoint? How is the alternative viewpoint compared to maybe my viewpoint or other people's viewpoints? We might have we might host a debate on the show, so we talk through things. That is basically what we're working with here. Now, I could yap on a little bit more and talk a little bit more about other things that we're going to be working towards, but I just wanted to create this foundational piece of content. We're going to be on, we're going to have a website. We're obviously going to have this podcast. We're going to be on socials. We're going to continuously build on top of this. We're probably going to start slow, just create content on the podcast, develop a website, start posting on other places, really developing our Twitter, and so forth. But this is that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. Whether it's 2024 you're listening to this or 2054, it's an honor. So thank you so much. At 19 minutes and 6 seconds, I think that's going to be it. Thank you guys so much.